Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Chelsea and Lawrence are immigrant cities and have been for generations. As manufacturing hubs, the cities attracted Europeans in the 19th century. Both communities are now mostly Hispanic and Latino, and close to a quarter of the population in each city lives below the poverty line. But it's another shared distinction that led these cities to sue the federal government. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has the story.
Beyond their blue-collar histories and lean budgets, Lawrence and Chelsea also share the unofficial title of Sanctuary City. Those are places where local law enforcement don't ask about an individual's immigration status and may not fully cooperate with federal immigration agents. The cities together are challenging the constitutionality of President Trump's executive order, threatening to pull federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities. In Chelsea, the act of suing the federal government is just as much about protecting residents as it is about protecting federal resources. At Amazonia Jeans on Broadway, Chelsea shop owner Fatima Ortiz tends to a few customers, suggesting different ways of styling a summer dress. The ladies turn to the sale racks marked with two homemade signs on bright green poster board reading 50% off. Business has been slow ever since the election. Ortiz says 90% of her clientele are Hispanic, and right now, many of them aren't leaving their homes. They're afraid of being swept up in deportation raids.
The only place is busy right now is the post office. Everybody's getting the passport for the kids. They are ready to leave in the moment that they have to leave.
Broadway is lined with stores like Sabor Latino, Campeón Soccer, and Mi Salvador Mexicano, all reflections of a diverse community. But Ortiz says that sense of community may be at risk.
It's impossible to feel normal, like, because there's no people around. Like, everybody's scared to go out, and it's very, very difficult.
These cities and the people living in these communities have rights.
Ivan Espinosa Madrigal is executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice, the group representing Chelsea and Lawrence. He says these cash-strapped cities can't afford to lose federal money.
It would mean the closure of schools. It would mean firing city workers. It would mean destabilizing entire communities and disrupting families.
According to the legal brief, Chelsea receives $13.9 million in federal funding, about 8% of its annual budget, while Lawrence receives around $37.8 million from the federal government, nearly 15% of its annual budget. Neither city has actually lost any money yet. Federal officials declined to comment for this story, but U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said Department of Justice funding may be on the chopping block in sanctuary cities. He called on local leaders to fully comply with the federal government in the interest of public safety. Larger metros like San Francisco and Seattle have also filed lawsuits. All of the briefs make the same basic arguments. The stripping of funding is an unconstitutional breach of states' rights. Chelsea City Manager Thomas Ambrosino says financial resources are not the only thing at stake.
Our residents are fearful, and we felt it was important to send a message that the city of Chelsea was in the business of trying to protect the people who live here, regardless of your immigration or documentation status.
The federal government filed a motion earlier this week to dismiss the lawsuit, saying the cities acted prematurely and that they can't prove they've been harmed by the mere existence of the executive order. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.